Wednesday, May 1st, Liturgy of the Hours, Morning Prayer. Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Joseph the Worker. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. We'll begin with the invitatory antiphon, The Lord is Risen, Alleluia. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the Rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And repeating the invitatory antiphon, the Lord is risen. Alleluia. In our morning prayer hymn, Joseph, patron saint of workers, blending skill with charity, silent carper, we praise you. Joining work with honesty, you taught Christ with joy to labor, sharing his nobility. Joseph, close to Christ and Mary, lived with them in poverty, shared with them their home and labor, worked with noble dignity. May we see God's will as you did, leader of his family. Joseph, workman's inspiration, man of faith and charity, make us honest, humble, faithful, strong with Christ's true liberty. Make our labor and our leisure fruitful to eternity. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon. You, O Lord, are the source of life. Alleluia. Psalm 36. Sin speaks to the sinner in the depths of the heart. There is no fear of God before his eyes. He also flatters himself in his mind that he knows not his guilt. In his mouth are mischief and deceit. All wisdom is gone. He plots the defeat of goodness as he lies on his bed. He has set his foot on evil ways. He clings to what is evil. Your love, Lord, reaches to heaven, your truth to the skies. Your justice is like God's mountain, your judgments like the deep. To both man and beast you give protection. O Lord, how precious is your love. My God, the sons of men find refuge in the shelter of your wings. They feast on the riches of your house. They drink from the stream of your delight. In you is the source of life, and in your light we see light. Keep on loving those who know you, doing justice for upright hearts. Let the foot of the proud not crush me, nor the hand of the wicked cast me out. See how the evildoers fall. Flung down, they shall never arise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Lord, you are the source of unfailing light. Give us true knowledge of your mercy, so that we may renounce our pride and be filled with the riches of your house. Repeating the antiphon, you, O Lord, are the source of life. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, you sent forth your Spirit, O Lord, and all things were created. Alleluia. Judith, chapter 16. Strike up the instruments, a song to my God with timbrels. Chant to the Lord with cymbals. Sing to him a new song, exalt and acclaim his name. A new hymn I will sing to my God, O Lord, great are you and glorious, wonderful in power and unsurpassable. Let your every creature serve you, for you spoke and they were made. You sent forth your Spirit and they were created. No one can resist your word. The mountains to their bases and the seas are shaken. The rocks, like wax, melt before your glance. But to those who fear you are merciful. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, you sent forth your Spirit, O Lord, and all things were created. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, God is King over all the earth. Make music for him and with all your skill. Alleluia. Psalm 47. All peoples clap your hands, cry to God with shouts of joy. For the Lord the Most High we must fear, great King over all the earth. He subdues peoples under us and nations under our feet. Our inheritance, our glory is from him, given to Jacob out of love. God goes up with shouts of joy. The Lord goes up with trumpet blast. Sing praise for God. Sing praise. Sing praise to our King. Sing praise. God is King of all the earth. Sing praise with all your skill. God is King over the nations. God reigns on his holy throne. The princes of the peoples are assembled with the people of Abraham's God. The ruler of the earth belongs to God who reigns over all. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm prayer, God, King of all peoples and all ages, it is your victory we celebrate as we sing with all the skill at our command. Help us always to overcome evil by good, that we may rejoice in your triumph forever. Repeating the antiphon, God is King over all the earth. Make music for him with all your skill. Alleluia. And our reading is from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 28 through 29. Lord God, you are God, and your words are truth. You have made this generous promise to your servant. Do then, bless the house of your servant, that it may be before you forever. For you, Lord God, have promised, and by your blessing the house of your servant shall be blessed forever. And the responsory, God made him the master of his household. Alleluia, alleluia. God made him the master of his household. Alleluia, alleluia. He gave him charge over all his possessions. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. God made him the master of his household. Alleluia, alleluia. And the canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon. Saint Joseph faithfully practiced the carpenter's trade. He is a shining example for all workers. Alleluia. And the canticle of Zechariah beginning with can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon for the canticle of Zechariah, Saint Joseph faithfully practiced the carpenter's trade. He is a shining example for all workers. Alleluia. Enter into sessions. The Lord is the giver of holiness. Let us turn to him and pray. Holy God, raise us up to new life in holiness. Lord our God, you called our fathers in faith to walk before you in holiness of heart. May we follow in their footsteps and obey your command to be perfect. Holy God, raise us up to new life in holiness. You chose Joseph the righteous to care for your son in childhood and youth. Teach us to care for Christ's body by caring for our brothers and sisters. Holy God, raise us up to new life in holiness. You entrusted the earth to mankind, to people it and make it prosper. Inspire us to work wholeheartedly in this world, seeking always to give you glory. Holy God, raise us up to new life in holiness. Father of all mankind, do not forget what your hands have made. Grant that all who work may have secure employment and a fitting standard of living. Holy God, raise us up to new life in holiness. Gathering all of our praise and prayer into one, let's say together in Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. God, our Father, creator and ruler of the universe, in every age you call man to develop and use his gifts for the good of others. With Saint Joseph as our example and guide, help us to do the work you have asked and come to the rewards you have promised. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to our everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.